Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something lately. So many parents are reaching out, feeling worried because their little ones give up the moment schoolwork or learning activities feel even a tiny bit challenging. And I want you to know something really important right now. You are not alone in this. This is one of the most common experiences parents of 4- and 5-year-olds face, and there is so much beautiful understanding and help available. So settle in with me, take a deep breath, and let's talk about what's really happening when your child says, "I can't do it," and pushes that puzzle away, or throws down that crayon, or refuses to even try that new activity. First, I want to validate something for you. When your child gives up immediately on tasks that feel hard, it can feel so frustrating. You might worry, is my child going to struggle in school? Are they lazy? Will they ever learn to try? And those worries come from a place of deep love. You want your child to succeed, to feel confident, to know they can do hard things. That's beautiful, my friend. That's you being a wonderful parent. But here's what the magic book taught me, and what research from child development experts confirms. When your 4- or 5-year-old gives up quickly on challenging tasks, they are not being lazy. They are not lacking character or determination. What's actually happening is so much more interesting and hopeful than that. Your child is in a critical developmental window right now. Their brain is literally building the neural pathways for persistence, for effort, for what researchers call learning resilience. And here's the thing, those pathways don't get built by succeeding easily. They get built through struggle. Through trying, making mistakes, feeling frustrated, and discovering that they can keep going anyway. But, and this is so important, those pathways only develop in the right conditions. Your child needs to feel safe enough to struggle. They need to know that mistakes won't lead to disappointment or rescue. They need what researchers call productive struggle, where the challenge is hard enough to stretch them, but not so overwhelming that it breaks their spirit. Research from the Society for Research in Child Development discovered something fascinating. When adults take over tasks too quickly, 4- and 5-year-old children actually show less persistence on future challenges. Think about that for a moment. Our well-intentioned help, our desire to prevent our children from feeling frustrated, can actually undermine the very skill we're trying to build. Dr. Wayan Chen and her colleagues at the University of Michigan found that resilience, that capacity to bounce back from difficulty, is one of the strongest predictors of whether a child will persist through challenges. And resilience isn't something children are born with or without. It's something that develops through experience, through having adults who believe in them while they struggle. So when your child throws down that crayon and says, "I can't draw a circle," what they're really asking is, "Will you let me struggle safely? Will you stay close without rescuing me? Will you believe I can figure this out, even when I don't believe it myself?" Here's what the research tells us to do, and I promise you, this works beautifully. Instead of jumping in to fix the problem or show them how, try this. Get down to their level, take a breath, and say something like, "This feels really hard right now, doesn't it? I can see you're frustrated. That's okay. Hard things feel frustrating at first. Then, and this is the magic part, you wait, you stay present." You might say, "I wonder what would happen if you tried it a different way." Or, "I'm right here if you need me, but I believe you can figure this out." And then you let them sit with that challenge for a moment. Now, I know what you might be thinking. But Inara, what if they just give up completely? What if they never try? And that's where the beautiful balance comes in. You're not abandoning them to struggle alone. You're providing what researchers call scaffolding. You're the safety net that lets them take risks. You might offer a tiny hint, not the whole solution. You might break the task into smaller steps. You might say, "Let's just try one more time together, and then you can decide if you want to keep going." The key is that you are not doing it for them. You're supporting them while they do the work. And here's where I want to tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. In the book of Inara, there's a tale called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes. In this story, Kenji and Miva are learning to play music in a magical cathedral, and they keep making mistakes. The notes come out wrong, they lose their rhythm, and they feel so frustrated. But then they discover something wonderful. Every mistake they make creates a new kind of harmony in the cathedral. The echoes of their errors blend with their successes to create the most beautiful music they've ever heard. And they realize that the mistakes weren't failures at all. They were essential parts of creating something truly magical. When you read this story with your child, something shifts. They start to see their own struggles differently. That wobbly circle they drew, it's not a failure. It's their brain learning. That puzzle piece that doesn't fit, it's teaching them spatial reasoning. Every attempt, every mistake, every moment of frustration is their mind growing stronger. After you read The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes together, you can use it as a touchstone. When your child gets frustrated, you can say, "Remember how Kenji and Miva's mistakes made beautiful music?" Your brain is making beautiful connections right now, even when it feels hard. That's the magic of learning. The research is so clear on this, my friend. Children who learn to persist through challenges in these early years, who develop what psychologists call a growth mindset, they don't just do better academically. They develop confidence, resilience, and the belief that effort matters. They learn that their abilities can grow. That hard doesn't mean impossible. That struggle is part of the journey to mastery. And you know what else the research shows? The most important factor in whether a child develops this persistence isn't their natural ability or their temperament. It's whether they have adults in their lives who respond to their struggles with patience, encouragement, and strategic support rather than immediate rescue. That's you, my wonderful friend. You're that person for your child. Every time you resist the urge to jump in and fix it, every time you say, "I believe you can figure this out," every time you celebrate effort instead of just results, you're building those neural pathways for persistence. Here are some beautiful phrases you can use. "This is tricky, and you're working so hard at it. I can see your brain growing right now." Or, "Mistakes are how we learn." "Let's see what this mistake can teach us." Or, "You haven't figured it out yet, but you're getting closer with every try." That little word "yet" is so powerful. It transforms "I can't do it" into "I can't do it yet." It opens up possibility. It reminds your child that abilities grow with practice and time. And remember, my friend, this isn't about never helping. It's about helping in ways that build competence rather than dependence. It's about being present without being intrusive. It's about believing in your child's capacity to struggle and grow. The magic book reminds us that every child is on their own timeline. Some children will persist naturally, others need more support and encouragement. Both are perfectly normal. Both are exactly where they need to be. Your job isn't to force persistence, it's to create the conditions where persistence can bloom. So tonight or tomorrow, when your child faces something challenging, try this. Take a breath. Resist the urge to rescue. Stay close. Believe in them and watch what happens. You might be amazed at what they can do when given the space and support to try. The Book of Inara is filled with stories like The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes, stories that help children see challenges as adventures, mistakes as teachers, and effort as something to celebrate. These stories plant seeds of resilience that will grow throughout your child's life. You're doing such beautiful work, my friend. Every moment you spend supporting your child's learning, every time you stay patient through their frustration, every story you share, you're giving them gifts that will last forever. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your wonderful child. With love and starlight, Inara.